Well, okay. He seemed to realize that he was out of his depth with the girly stuff. It's a school night, though. We'll leave right after school so we can get back early. You'll be okay for dinner, right? Bells, I fed myself for 17 years before you got here, he reminded me. I don't know how you survived, I muttered, and then added more clearly, I'll leave some things for cold-cut sandwiches in the fridge, okay? Right on top. It was sunny again in the morning. I awakened with renewed hope that I grimly tried to suppress. I dressed for the warmer weather in a deep blue V-neck blouse, something I'd worn in the dead of winter in Phoenix. I planned my arrival at school so that I barely had time to make it to class. With a sinking heart, I circled the full lot looking for a space, while also searching for the silver Volvo that was clearly not there. I parked in the last row and hurried to English, arriving breathless but subdued before the final bell. It was the same as yesterday. I just couldn't keep little sprouts of hope from budding in my mind, only to have them squashed painfully as I searched the lunchroom in vain and sat at my empty biology table,